I remember as a little guy going to Granger Pond and Mentor with my dad. I think it's called Veterans Park Pond now or something like that. But my dad would take me up there and we would go fishing. And when I was little, I got bored really quick with fishing. I didn't stick with me. I just wanted to wander off and do other things. And so my dad showed me something else. We would walk around and we would try and find the perfect stones to skip on the pond. And I remember him teaching me how to skip a stone across Granger Pond. And I used to love to watch him as he would cast that stone out. And it just seemed to skip forever going across the pond. And then all the ripples would go all over the place, all throughout the pond. And those are some of my favorite memories with my dad when I was a little guy. Well, the gospel that we heard is also one of my favorites. And in fact, whenever I celebrate a baptism, which I'll be doing later after Mass, I use this gospel reading because it has so much meaning to it, and it's so rich in meaning. Jesus had just finished instructing his disciples to go and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to teach and to observe all that he had taught them. And then he goes on to tell them that he will be with us until the end of the age. Now, all of us in this church here today are probably because we're here because our parents handed on the greatest inheritance that they could have given us, and that's of their faith. Their faith was given to them by their parents, and so forth, all the way back to the time of the apostles, to the time of this gospel reading. Today, though, we are celebrating a wonderful sacrament with these young adults who are the church. They're not the future church. They are the church today with us. These young adults from Mount Carmel and from Immaculate Conception, and they will be entering into the church fully through the sacrament of confirmation. Today, you will be sealed with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So this reading is really fitting because you are also being commissioned to make disciples and evangelize, as all of us were on our confirmation day, and just as the disciples were in the gospel reading. Now, my dear confirmandi, your parents either came to this parish or to a different one and presented you many years ago to be baptized. They may have been new parents, or maybe you had an older brother or sister, but they brought you to the church because they were so proud of you and they loved you so much. They had this beautiful new gift from God, and they wanted to share their faith with you. Your parents were your first teachers. They taught you how to walk and talk and feed yourself, how to care for yourselves, and possibly how to fish and skip stones, too. They helped you and taught you with things that you might need for school, your math, your spelling, how to tie your shoes, and many other things. They were also your first teachers of your faith. We call this the domestic church, and they would teach you your prayers. They made sure that you got to Mass every weekend, I hope. And they made sure that you received ongoing religious formation, either through PSR or the school that you attended, and many other such things. And on your baptism day, your parents presented you either to a priest or a deacon, and they baptized you into God's church. Your original sin was forgiven, and now you are called one of God's children. You were anointed with the oil of salvation, which marks us all as chosen and strengthened by Christ to be his disciples. God also sent the Holy Spirit down upon the waters that baptized you, so that you would be raised to new life with Jesus. Your parents and godparents promised to do their best and to do their part and raise you in the faith and preserve you from the contagion of sin. Then lastly, in the baptismal rite, the priest or deacon anointed you with the sacred chrism, the same chrism that we're going to use today to confirm you. Now, this chrism reminds us that in baptism, we are born anew into the life of God as priest, prophet, and king. We are commissioned to continue the mission of Christ's body, the church. And like all of his disciples, we're told to go and evangelize to all nations. So, too, you are being commissioned today in your confirmation to continue that work and to evangelize all that you meet. Now, you might have thought that with confirmation, it gets a lot easier. There's no more PSR, no more ongoing religious education, and so forth. And I'm here to tell you that now is the time that you get to start applying everything that you've learned, and you get to put it into practice. Think of it as a gift, a wonderful gift that's been wrapped up nicely in this beautiful wrapping paper with this beautiful bow, and it's been given to you by your mom and dad in the church. The question is, are you going to open that gift and share it with others around you, or are you just going to set it aside? Now, I know I've shared this one story with you in some of my homilies, but my mom used to like to always tell me that you might be the only gospel that someone might read. Now, at the time, I really didn't understand what she meant by that when I was a lot younger, but what she was telling me was that by my words and actions to others, I speak louder than the words written in the Bible sometimes of what my faith is and what I've been taught and what I believe. By my words and actions, by your words and actions as well, we can take that message of Jesus to those who have never picked up a Bible. By our words and actions, we can show that Jesus taught us to love one another, to care for one another, to change the world one person at a time. And we can do all of this with just our words and actions. Now, the good news in today's gospel is this. We have been tasked with this as Christians. We have all been given this beautifully wrapped gift, and we have been tasked with spreading the words of Jesus to all corners of the world. Your parents gave you the greatest inheritance they could possibly give you, that of their faith, and now it is up to you to share that gift with those that you meet. So are you going to open that gift? Now let me leave you with this one little thought. Think back to the story that I shared with you about skipping stones in the pond with my dad and how the ripples went all throughout the lake and touched all the different little corners of the pond. St. Teresa of Calcutta, or Mother Teresa, as some of you may remember, reminds us that I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. So now it is up to you to be that stone, to cast all those ripples of God's message to all the people that you meet, and to continue the faith that you have received to this day. God bless you all.